We're following the news out of Britain, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned, although he hasn't left office. We're also keeping an eye on the rise of the far right here in the U.S. The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is promising to examine the links between former President Trump's advisors and extremists. And Boston is the latest city investigating the white supremacist group, the Patriot Front, after members held a march in town last weekend and allegedly attacked a black artist activist. Members of the same group were stopped in Idaho last month. Officials say they were planning to disrupt a pride parade. The Patriot Front is one of the groups that launched the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017. Back then, they were called Vanguard America, and they wore white shirts and khakis. Well, now they wear blue shirts with neck gaiters covering their faces. Pete Simme is a professor at Chapman University in California. He testified in a trial that led to a $26 million verdict against organizers of that rally in Charlottesville. Professor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm wondering, what are you thinking today? I mean, writing in the pages of the Boston Globe today, the attorneys who brought that lawsuit in Virginia called the march in Boston last weekend a wake-up call. But, you know, has this phone been ringing for a while? Do you agree we're not paying attention?
Well, it's been ringing off the hook for years and years, and the threat is large. It's been large for a long time, and the near future poses a lot of risk.
Well, here in Boston, the police are being criticized. People said they didn't respond fast enough. They are investigating, but they've also said it's hard to know what to do. If you go to one of these pop-up rallies, which seem to be the trend, are you seen as accompanying them? Do you incite more violence? How do you respond? But first of all, what is the alarm? Because we know the Patriot Front's motto is Reclaim America for White People. In Idaho, one of the members carried a manifesto police said looked like a military plan. What is it that they are about that should be alarming?
Their basic underlying beliefs, while they may claim publicly that this is not the case, support violence, support the necessity to use violence to, as they say, reclaim the country, to reclaim America, to defend the white race. Patriot Front is active nationwide. These folks are leafleting, holding these kinds of marches across the country. They're on social media. So, you know, I think we can do a lot more to be prepared for when these folks come to town.
Well, after Charlottesville, the same white supremacist announced a rally in Boston, and it was scheduled. And as a result, thousands of counter-protesters showed up and literally, you know, booed them out of town. But now we have this kind of flash mob aspect to things, as I said, harder to know when they're going to pop up. Do you think that they are growing in size? We know they're recruiting on college campuses. Tell us more about your sense of what we're talking about here. How many people?
Yeah, I mean, the estimates back in 2019 put it at around 300 members. It seems to be growing since then over the last few years. You're correct in terms of the recruitment on college campuses. We've seen their propaganda where I work at Chapman University on several occasions. That's happening across the country as well. We're seeing the recruitment of folks in the military. So, and I think it's important to understand the Patriot Front is part of a larger threat landscape. It's not just the Patriot Front in the singular. It's the plural that they represent in terms of this threat to democracy.
Meaning what?
Meaning we are dealing with a massive movement. It's a global movement. There's certainly a national context to it. We saw it manifest itself in terms of January 6th insurrection. We saw it Charlottesville, the deadly rally there. We're seeing it with these single actor attacks all over the country. Obviously, Buffalo, El Paso, Pittsburgh. Time and time again, we're seeing those incidents of violence kind of written off as a single lone deranged actor instead of an actual movement that's promoting this kind of violence that is really getting mainstreamed. So this is quite a situation we've gotten ourselves into.
There's quite a web that you're weaving. I mean, you're drawing lines from different incidents to this kind of thinking. Can you draw it to Highland Park? We spoke to Ben Collins from NBC, who also takes deep dives into this world. He describes that shooter as being deep in an online world of accelerationists, people wanting to what? Accelerate this endgame?
Yeah, accelerate the violence, accelerate the destruction of society, deconstruct the society as Steve Bannon has advocated, remember, former White House advisor to President Trump, right? So the accelerationist ideas run deep across a wide web. You're right. This is a very broad web, and we need to see the connections. This is not isolated to a singular group or set of individuals, but the accelerationist ideas have been prominent for quite some time among white supremacists and are taking hold more broadly.
That's pretty chilling. Pete Simme, associate professor in the Department of Sociology at Chapman University, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.